Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart. Show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is September 7th. And it is an absolutely gorgeous day here in Virginia. I hope that you all have thoroughly enjoyed your weekend here in the United States. We had a long weekend, and it was just beautiful in our area, so I was very grateful for that. My name is Lynn. I'm with you always on the Honoring Hour, but today I am delighted to welcome as my co-host, J.R. Adams. How are you, J.R.?
Good morning. I'm awesome. Hello, everyone. It's great to join you this morning. Thanks for having me.
Love to have JR on here. JR is the founder of Essentials for Living. You can check out his website and learn more about him at www.essentials-the4-living.com. And I've mentioned JR several times on the show, on previous shows. He's a fantastic Reiki master, and if you are looking to be attuned in Reiki, he is definitely the go-to guy. He's awesome. Awesome in a tune.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. You're being very nice.
Oh, I'm just being truthful, and you know it, so don't be modest there. Well, I wanted to mention just a couple things that we have coming up. On the 21st, we are going to have Philip Shepherd talking about New Self, New World. And I have been reading his book. This is a book that he's written, and I've been reading his book, and it is really amazing. I'm loving the information that he's put out there. It's not a small book. It's not necessarily a quick read, but it's definitely a shifting book. It will help you shift. It will help you learn new things and look at life in a new way. So definitely join us on the 21st for Philip Shepherd, New Self, New World. And then on the 28th, we will be doing the monthly meditation. So we hope that you all will join us then. You can check out all of our guests at the main website of www.thehonoringhour.com. So please do that. And if you haven't already, if you wanted to go to our show site, blogtalkradio.com/thehonoringhour, you can set the shows as a reminder, and they will remind you the day of the show. As always, you can go back and listen to any show in the archives, and you can download them to your MP3 players if you would like to as well. Today, I am so excited about our guest. I was introduced to our guest through my wonderful rolfer, Anne-Marie Gallant, and she recommended that I go get a hot stone massage from this fabulous person in town, and I have to say I'm delighted that I did that. I have found another love, another modality that I've absolutely fallen in love with, and a fantastic person to convey that. So I'd like to welcome to the show today Olivia East. How are you, Olivia?
I'm doing great, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. Would you just, before we get started with everything, would you just give everybody a little brief introduction to who you are and how you got into the business of massage?
Certainly. I went to school in Asheville, North Carolina in 2004. But before that, a friend of mine had given me a gift certificate for massage. I'd never had one before because I had constant lower back problems growing up. And it was, you know, life-changing. It made such a world of difference, and I was hooked after that, and have always been into alternative medicines and natural ways of healing yourself. And everything just kind of fell into place. So I've been in business in Fredericksburg, Virginia for about, I would say about 3 or 4 years, almost 4 years, and love it. I love working with people.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you do, because I love to pass on good news to people, and I was so delighted that Anne-Marie showed me, or, you know, led me to you. I was really thankful. So now you've got a website that people can learn more about you and the modalities that you have. Would you mind telling people what that website is?
Oh, certainly. It's R as in Robert, O as in Olive, L as in love, massagetherapy.com.
Great. So ROL massagetherapy.com. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't necessarily use, you know, want to do it that way, how would they get in touch with you to schedule an appointment?
They can do one of several things. They can email me at olivia@rolmassagetherapy.com, or they can call. My business number is 540-479-1511, or they can call my business cell, which is 540-842-0346.
Great. So now that we've got some of that formality done, I had had several massages before, and had heard of hot stone massages, and I've had really good massages done. I've been fortunate to find really good massage therapists, you know, throughout my lifetime and utilize that. But I had never experienced anything quite like the hot stone massage. Can you talk to us about what's involved? I mean, it is a lot involved.
Certainly. Yeah, it's... I, for one, think it's a really cool massage. I really love doing it, and I like focusing a lot of work that way, and it's a really great way to help people who have a hard time shutting their brains off a little bit. With the hot stone massage, what you do is we have what's called these basalt, which is smooth lavic stones that hold heat really well. And you place them in warm water. I heat my water from anywhere between 110 to 120 degrees. Anything before that kind of sizzles when you put it on the skin, so that's not good. What I do is every therapist is different in how they work. And how I found that works for me and for my clients is that I will place the stones in specific pressure points and meridians that go up the body, but also, too, I use the stones as the actual massage tools. So it gets into the muscle. It's like the best way I think of describing it is melting butter in a hot pan. It just melts away tension. It helps you relax. It basically, if the connection is there and it does what it's supposed to, you go into a very deep meditative state. That's why it's so relaxing. It's a different state of relaxation than, say, something you would get with just a regular Swedish-style massage. So that helps people a lot, especially with things like insomnia and stress, digestive issues, arthritis, things like that.
So it's not just so much relaxing. I'm hearing that there's some therapeutic quality behind
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Like I said, with arthritis, it helps with that pain, especially when it starts to get cold and dry outside. A lot of times arthritis will flare up and the stiffness will happen, and this really helps get that deep, moist heat into the joint. You know, again, it helps. It's been proven to help relieve the symptoms of depression. It helps produce those really good endorphins and hormones that will help combat some of the problems that come along with depression. Like I said, the digestive tract. Your digestive tract is governed by your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relaxing nervous system. So if you can relax, a lot of times your digestive tract will start to work how it's supposed to. usually stress, that's one thing that attacks really quickly is your digestive system. And, you know, like I said, insomnia, you go in such a deep, relaxing state that your body can finally start to let go, your mind starts to calm itself, and then you find that you can actually sleep really well that night, which is a huge thing, I think, for people in this area since they commute so much.
Mm-hmm. And so, I actually have a testament to that. And, JR, let me just give this testament to that turning the mind off thing. I got one, a gift certificate for my husband, and the way I set it up, Olivia was gracious enough to stay late before we left for a little mini 3-day vacation, and that was my goal, was because I wanted us to be able to go away and spend time with my daughter and her friend where he wasn't constantly worried about his business. And it worked. I mean, he didn't, I wasn't aware, he didn't call the shop, he didn't, I mean, he checked in once, but it wasn't like this perpetual, I wonder what's going on. So not only did it work that night really very thoroughly on him, but it translated for that next three-day mini vacation that we took, too.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, that was awesome. So, JR, I heard you beginning to speak. Did you have a question also?
Oh, yeah. Well, you had hit on the digestive tract and everything, and it was making me think of, because I get I see someone here in Richmond for shiatsu-type mm-hmm. massage, and I know that sometimes I'll, like, go into this detox because it will affect my digestive tract, and I guess it's because it will help me release a lot of stuff. Now, I was wondering the level of detox that the stone, the added heat from the stone massage, what would that do with the body?
My personal experience is, I know with shiatsu, they're hitting upon a lot of, you know, pressure points. So mm-hmm. the detoxification that comes with that, I think, is a little bit more intense mm-hmm. than with what hot stone does. It does help you detox because massage helps you detox, but I don't think it's to the level of detoxification that comes along with a little bit more intense session such as shiatsu or deep tissue work.
Mm-hmm.
But with hot stone, what I've found is that if people are, say, constipated, mm-hmm. it just relaxes them enough so that their intestines can start to do the things they need to do, and then they're able to use the bathroom. The same thing with, say, if, you know, people are stressed and they have diarrhea, this is another really great way to help soothe an overstimulated digestive tract. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, wow. In other words, it won't be as...
No, you won't have to run home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, now, where does hot stone massage originate from? It's not a Japanese style. Isn't it American? Or?
Well, it's actually, it's debatable. In doing some research before the show, I was looking, and there are accounts of it dating back 5,000 years ago in India mm-hmm. for the Ayurveda system that they have. But
right.
then there's also accounts of it in 1500 BC in European and Asian cultures and also Native American cultures.
Yeah, I've known Native American, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, how it evolved, I mean, I don't think it definitely wasn't the sophisticated system that it is now. A lot of times they would just use those stones and just place them in specific areas to offer relief with injury.
Mm-hmm.
But also with, you know, it would be very ceremonial as well.
Wow, that's
now,
pretty
what
cool.
Training?
I'm sorry.
What additional training do you have to do for hot stone massage? I mean, because I've never had a hot stone massage by anyone else, so I can't speak to this, but you are so well versed with it. And it's different, you know, like when I get a regular massage, there's a pattern that they seem to do. And you definitely seem to do a pattern, but it's not as, like, the times that I've had them, like, I've noticed that you do a little bit different, I guess, based on what you're feeling needs to happen and what we've talked about before. But what additional training did you do to be able to do a great hot stone massage?
Well, with massage in the state of Virginia, you know, you have to have, since I'm nationally certified, I have to have 48 credits of continuing education courses every 4 years. And so since I personally had some hot stone work done and I thought it was fantastic, so I decided, okay, you know what, I'll go and give it a try. And apparently, I mean, hot stone and I click. So it just seems to work really well. I love how the client's body reacts to the stones. I mean, just the relaxation, the utter just bliss, the blissful looks they get on their faces. And it seems to be a very nurturing sort of massage, and I I mesh well with that. I enjoy the nurturing aspect of massage therapy. So basically, I took a CEU course in the Hot Stone, and then over several years of doing it, because I've been doing it for about 3 years, you develop your own way of doing it. It's like an artist. You develop your own technique. And that's mine.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Now, I did pop onto your website earlier today, and I actually noticed that you actually do couples, too. So do you do in-home, or do you have your own spa? Or?
Actually, I have an office, and I share my office with another massage therapist who is just fabulous, and she does excellent hot stone as well. Her name is Penny Rose, and because our office is set up in such a way, we have two individual rooms, but then we have this very large section out in the office it's like an alcove. And what we do is we set up our tables out there and basically just close the entire office. It's all very private. It's all very cozy. And there are candles lit, and there's music going, and there's water and chocolate and all kinds of lovely things. And we just kind of try to make it a very personal experience for the couple so that they can connect. They can be really, really relaxed, and there's not a lot of noise. It's actually a very quiet office that we have. And it works really well. We're actually getting quite well known for our couples work.
Oh, that's cool. You're basically being known for a niche like that. You said the magic word for me, it was chocolate.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, what's
so
better
there
than massage is massage and chocolate. So chocolate is a big one. We enjoy the chocolate here. So again, with those good endorphins.
That's a good thing to keep in mind. You've got the holidays coming up, and then mm-hmm. shortly after Christmas and that, you've got Valentine's Day. And I know that you ran some really great specials for Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That was just amazing. So, and you do, besides hot stone massage, you have some other modalities that you do also. So, you know, definitely check out Olivia's website, rolmassagetherapy.com. You don't want to miss all the wonderful things that she does. I have a question about the stones. You mentioned the type of stones that mm-hmm. you use at the beginning. Can you talk a little bit about what the specific purpose of those stones are? Like, why do you use those versus just something that I could go pick up out of my yard?
Basically, you want to have a stone that is made of lavic matter, and the reason that you want that lava stone is because it holds heat for a very long time. You don't want to get a stone that has a lot of, say, mineral in it or even metal in it, you know, because they're all made of different – I wish I knew a little bit more about genealogy – or, excuse me, about geology. But basically, you want to have – they're easy to make smooth. A lot of times you can gather them. A lot of people go on these somewhat pilgrimages to the Pacific Northwest. Because they have, like in Washington State and Oregon, they have tons of these basalt stones out there on the shores. And you can go out there and, you know, there's also talk of the healing powers that come from these stones that have been forged from the core of the earth, basically, since it's lava. So a lot of people, you know, have commented that they've felt an amazing energy come from these specific types of stones.
I can relate to that. I can certainly understand how that would come, something so deep from within the earth that's then cooled. And, you know, to me, I always think of of lava as being far enough down to be untainted by all of the chaos that goes on that's affected and imparted to the earth through humanity and the emotional distraught world. So
exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because I add crystal therapy in with my Reiki practice, so yeah, I see that. I'm with you on the untainted part. Absolutely.
Definitely. Now, you said that you you know, you use what, between 110 and 120. And I know that, you know, when I think of that number, I'm thinking, well, that's kind of warm. But I take very warm baths and showers, too. So I really, the number is what gets me more so than the heat. But there seems to be something about, you know, not having it cooler. I think it would wake you up more. Is that why you do at least 110?
Why? Well, for me, because there is a cold stone therapy out there as well that is really fantastic for inflammation. Also to use on the face or if somebody has some serious migraines. There's also a technique of stonework called Lustone. I'm not trained in that, where they use I'm not sure if it's the warm stone followed by the cold stone or the cold stone followed by the warm stone, but it does apparently amazing work for the circulation in your body. It's like the hot and cold therapy. It's almost like, you know, European baths, if they're, you know, going, they get into really hot water and then they jump into really cold water because it's very shocking to the system, but it really helps with your circulation. And I personally think that being around 110 to 120 is the perfect temperature. Basically, if I cannot pick it up with my hands because it's too hot, I'm not going to put it on anybody. If I cannot hold it and use it, there's just no way that you would burn somebody. So you have to be very careful, and no matter where you go for hot stone, that, you know, make sure the therapist actually uses their hands to pick up the stone as opposed to like a scooper. If they're wearing thick rubber gloves and they have a spatula to pick up the stones, then they're probably going to be too hot.
Right.
I'm thinking run.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a little hot. So, you know, anything above 120, I can't really pick that up. I mean, I do get used to the heat, but that seems to be the perfect temperature, you know, for most people. Now, everybody's different. Some people, that's way too hot. Some people, that is not hot enough. But it's really not good for you to go over 140, period. But I don't go that high. It's too much. And if you have really good stones, they're going to hold that heat for a while. It's not, you know, there are some stones that may be a little bit more porous, and they let the heat go a little faster. As soon as you take them out of the water, they immediately start to cool.
And I
so, Olivia, do you see this? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Darren.
I was going to ask you, Olivia, if you saw this as a really good maintenance program for someone.
I think so, and I'll tell you why, because a lot of people need deeper work, but deeper work can be a little invasive sometimes. And what happens is if it's painful or uncomfortable, what's your natural response? It's kind of tense up, isn't it? It's kind of like,
right.
I'm going to tense up. My muscles don't like this. With hot stone, they're so sedated and relaxed. It's almost like it gave them like a shot or something. And they're so just relaxed that you're able to go into do the deeper tissue work without feeling invasive like deep tissue work. They don't even, most of the time, a lot of clients don't even realize that you did deeper work on them because they're so relaxed.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I could definitely see that, and I think that was an excellent question too, JR, because it's definitely, you know, I've put the hot stone into part of my body work curriculum. And for me, at this point, I'm trying to figure out what's the right interval for me. Because, you know, from a just let me go do it, I do it, you know, once a week. But I wanted to say, too, because I was surprised by this, and Olivia and I were talking about this the last time I went. I went in the middle of the summer when we were having, like, this intense, god-awful heat wave. I mean, it was crazy in our area. And I, you know, remember getting up that morning thinking, I must be insane to be going to get a hot stone massage when, you know, I'm barely wanting to put on any clothes to get over, much less go outside. And, you know, when I got there, it was perfect. It was exactly what I needed. It wasn't like, you know, I was already too hot. I mean, my body just completely responded to it. And when I left there, I didn't feel, it was obviously later, but I went like kind of early or like mid-morning, and then when I left, it was more afternoon, and I didn't feel that whole heat. Like it just didn't feel as hot, even though the temperature itself had raised. But I attributed that to my body being more relaxed and me being able to handle the heat better. I don't know if you've got any comments to that, but I was definitely surprised and rewarded, even, you know, by going in when it was hot. And
well,
you said it's windier.
Yes, for unknown reason. Well, I think I have some explanation as to why hot stone seems to be incredibly popular in the summertime. I think one is that a lot of people still consider that a pampering spa treatment, and they're on vacation, they're going to spend a little bit more money being pampered, if that makes sense. Two, people are so much more active in the summertime, and, you know, they might be doing more sports, more camping, just being more active, and so your muscles might be a little bit sore, and I think a lot of people also, too, associate hot stone with tropical, so it's warm outside, they're like, oh, you know what would be really great is the hot stone massage, and then I can pretend I'm in Hawaii.
That sounds good. My brain hadn't gone there.
It will now.
Yes, it does. It goes there now, yeah. I was not thinking Hawaii when we were, like, over here roasting. My days in Hawaii were enjoyable. Oh, walking outside in that intense heat, I was really feeling for the people that had to work out there all day long.
And the humidity was just horrid.
Yes.
But, yes, your body temperature does reduce when you're relaxed. It just does. It's like when you sleep. You could go to bed and you could be burning up, and at some point in the middle of the night you're going to get cold because your metabolism slows down when you're sleeping. And it's same thing with massage. I mean, you're in a relaxed state, so your metabolism's not going to be pumping like it is if you're running around running errands or even just working, even at a desk, you know, because your brain's going. But, that's definitely part of it. That's why we try to be really, really mindful of the temperature in the office and make sure there are plenty of blankets, because people do fluctuate a lot of times. They'll go from being really cold to really, really warm, maybe several times during a massage. So you just have to be aware of that. Usually goosebumps are a good indicator that it's too cold.
Right.
Especially with a stone massage.
Exactly. Or it might just feel really, really good. Sometimes that's a reaction, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have, like, an equal or about a balanced share of men and women, or do you find that more women are willing to pamper themselves than men?
I think it's a mindset. It's a little different. A lot of times women wait until it's an emergency to come in, because they tend to put everybody in their family before themselves. And men, a lot of times, just do this as a regular maintenance thing. They don't justify it. They don't feel like they have to apologize or make excuses for it. They just do it because they want to. And, you know, more and more of my female clients are acting that way. They're, you know, they're like, you know what, I put this in my budget. This is something that I do for myself, and I'm not taking it away for anybody. But, you know, for the people who tend to get hot stone the most are women, I think, because of maybe how they hold their stress. They don't necessarily, I don't think that a lot of times a stressed female client can get into a state of relaxation with a normal massage that, say, a stressed male client. My male clients seem to be able to just, like, fall asleep or just completely relax and feel safe from the get-go. Women, I tend to take a little bit longer to relax and let go.
Yeah. So are there any warnings to hot stone massage? I mean, like, are there any clientele that really probably shouldn't do it, like heart patients, you know, pregnant women? How does that work?
Those guidelines change, it seems like, every week. Who is in, who or what specific disease is contraindicated or indicated for hot stone massage? Definitely, and I cannot for the life of me remember the name of this particular disease, but people who have a hard time registering temperature changes. Maybe the nerve endings in their hands or their bodies don't register when something is too hot or when something is too cold. That's the only major type of disease out there, and I wish I could remember the name of it, that you should never do hot stone on, because they cannot tell you when it feels too hot. The only thing that will let you know is if their skin is burnt or something like that. So you don't ever want to go to that extreme. I'm trying to think. That's a pregnant women. No, you're not going to do hot stone on pregnant women because it can be pretty detoxifying. Plus, you know, extended heat on specific areas and specific pressure points. I mean, there's a reason doctors tell pregnant women not to get in hot tubs. You just don't want to heat their body up more than what it should be, because they're already little incubators, which is adorable. But, pregnant women should not get hot stone massage, and the people who cannot tell whether something is too hot or too cold.
Okay. What about nursing mothers? Would that be,
falls
under the detox thing?
I have not heard of that being a problem for nursing mothers. I have not read anywhere that it's a problem for nursing mothers. But then again, there could be a study that comes out next week. It is the medical community that puts these out. So every week there's a new find. Every week there's a new reason. But I have not heard anything. Since it's not a violent detoxifying style of massage, I've never noticed it having a problem. Or affecting nursing mothers whatsoever.
Now, I have a question, because I am a huge book reader and I love our local bookstores, and especially around, like back to school or Christmas time, you can see these little massage, they call them a massage kit. I don't even think they call them hot stone massage kits, but they've got the little stones in there. Have you ever seen them? And just what, I've seen them, but I've never like experienced it or opened it or bought one. So can you comment on that? Because I can't really imagine like that they could train you well. Maybe they could. I guess if somebody was really dedicated, they might be able to do it. But I just lose that. When I see that in a box, now that I've actually had a hot stone massage, I just kind of think, oh, wow, send the extra money. Have you ever, checked that out?
I have seen them. A lot of times you see them on what they call the remainder areas, where they have the discounted books because they've ordered too many in the stock rooms. I've seen plenty of those. And, as long as people realize the difference, it's like, because I think it's great when couples especially, work on each other, because it's really a really great connection tool. And, healing touch is healing touch, and it's great to have something like that, because somebody could be just interested in maybe, if their baby is colicky or something, working on the baby's stomach, and that information should be readily available for mothers and fathers and for couples. And it's really great. Maybe, a nurse decides, I work with a lot of elderly patients. It would be really, really great to at least pick up a few techniques that might help give them some relief. But as far as hot stone, I've seen the stones that they have in there, and it's almost like they're little pebbles. So you're not going to get any major muscle groups. It would be interesting to see what the breakdown is of how much of it is a lava stone and how much of it is something else. But most people don't have hot stone warmers, so they're just going to try and boil some water and put it in a bowl, and that's going to, cool off of there.
I mean, I'm thinking it all comes down to the quality, because what you're really looking at is, one, who's going to use that box? It's going to be my grandmother and my mother. And it's not going to be real comfortable. And because I was on, and I don't know, maybe, and because I was on somebody's website once who does hot stone massage, and they had mentioned that they do like this, they give like this prep Swedish massage right before. So, and you probably do, I mean, you may do something like that or something similar too. So it's that uniqueness that's going to come through with someone who's really trained and has been doing it for 10, 15 years, you know, you know, or like yourself, and that's what's going to come through.
Yeah, definitely. It's the training and it's the experience. I mean, this is my career, and I make it a point to make sure that I stay up to date on the new techniques with Hot Stone and try to come up with my own. So, I want to, this is not just like a hobby. So I'm going to have that knowledge there that a layperson wouldn't have or could get from a tiny pocket-sized guide with like five tiny pebble stones. Where was I going with this? Here we go. But it's like, you know, everybody, you know, people cook at home and they can be good cooks. But then if you want like a fantastic chef-created meal, you're going to go to a professional to get that. The same thing, you can work at home, you know, you can have, you know, your partner, your spouse, work your feet with some hot stones because that feels really good on the feet. It's really great combination with reflexology. You can just do that while you're sitting on the couch. It feels great. But if you want to get that amazing, deep meditative experience where you come in, you pay a professional to do a wonderful job, and then you leave. You don't have to worry about, I worked on your feet last night, so you owe me tomorrow night kind of thing. It's like, oh, I can just leave free and clear.
Yeah, that's how it would work at my house. I did you last. It's your turn to do me.
Sometimes we don't want to owe anybody.
My staff won't even touch my feet. They go fine.
So there's that, too. So there's no judgment here. There's no, I've had a really long day. I don't want to work on you. This is my job. And when you come in here, this is your time, and it's about you. So when you come in here, I try to make sure that, you know, you're at your most comfortable, you're at your most relaxed, and, you know, the work that you get is the work that you want is the work that you get.
Yeah. Now, Olivia, as far as the stones themselves go, going back to the basalt stones,
sure.
I've seen some really huge stones that have been laid on people's back. I'm talking like maybe like a 2-pound stone.
Like a turtle.
Yeah, but they're really, I mean, it looks really big. It looks like it could be heavy, but I'm sure it's not. So how big do your stones get?
You can get a whole slew of a range of sizes, from teeny tiny stones that go between your toes, which are so cute, and then you can harvest, if that's the right word, your own stones. And, you know, go out to, you know, as long as you know what you're looking for, you can go out to riverbeds. You can go, like I said, a lot of people go to the Pacific Northwest. They go to Hawaii, you know, any place that, where you can find these kind of stones. And I've seen some huge stones. I'm not sure how long those take to heat up and how you keep them. Make sure that they stay at a specific temperature because you're not going to really use something the size of a platter as a massage tool. You're probably going to use that just to heat up a large group of muscles, like, say, the back. And a lot of people, what can be very comforting for a lot of people is an even, sustained pressure, not like a finger poking in you, but, say, a very heavy, like, object that's really, really warm, laying, say, on your back can be actually quite comforting. I think it reminds people of maybe being swaddled like a baby when they were little. So that can be quite comforting for a lot of people, is just having that pressure.
Now, you just touched on something that, having had one, I just was making an assumption, like not thinking that people may not know. We've talked about laying the stones on the body and using it between the toes, but you actually move the stones, like you massage with the stones.
Right. How I do it, to touch on something that JR had said earlier too, is that what I do is I work on specific areas of the body, you know, one at a time, because people can get chilly, and you want to make sure they're covered because they're going to have these hot stones. You take that away, then they start to feel air-conditioned air, and sometimes they can get cold. So I tend to work on one area at a time. Let's say I'll work on the foot first, and then I'll move up to the calf, and then I'll move up to the hamstrings. And what I do is that I first prep the muscles with a Swedish technique, and that also helps to spread the oil on the tissue so that the stones glide very smoothly. And then you take, you know, the appropriate stones that you want to use as the therapist and use that, because a lot of them are contoured. Some of them are conical shaped. Some are oblong. And so they tend to sit in really great areas of the body. You can just get in there and work those muscle groups as tendons, as connection points with these stones, and, you know, it's just, you have this amazing, it's like a hot rolling pin, if that makes sense, that goes over these muscles and helps knead all of that ook out of your body. And then what I do is I follow behind the hot stone with my hands, which are really hot from holding the stones. And then I work through and feel for those muscle fibers that maybe are still a little tight or have little knots and things like that, and do more technique on them after that.
Yeah, that and that works for me. I have to say, I am an Olivia fan, so. Definitely, if you're in the Fredericksburg area, I know that there's, you know, some really good massage therapists out here, but if, you know, you can get to Olivia or even her partner, because if they've got that couples massage therapy going on and Penny's as good as Olivia, then you've got a, and I'm sure she is, then you've got a fantastic combination there. Could really probably improve your love life, and, you know, going getting that done. But
we do a couples hot stone, too, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the couples hot stone.
Oh, okay.
'Cause, you know, I'm really, like, now that I've had the hot stone massage, I will definitely get regular massages, but that hot stone is, that's a treat. That's, you know, that's just that little extra, ooh, yay. And they last, you know, I mean, they seem to last longer. How long is a typical hot stone massage?
The hot stones that I do are 90 minutes. Now, sometimes they go over. It depends on, you know, what I find. You know, sometimes people have a lot of stress and tightness and maybe trigger points up in their upper body, you know, because they work at a desk all day on a computer, and so they'll have a lot of things up there. You know, you can go and find them in some places that hour long. I have no idea how somebody can do a hot stone in an hour. It takes me 90 minutes to go over the entire body, and that's just doing, you know, a hot stone. You know, if you have a lot of issues, a lot of areas that are tight, it's easy to spend 2 hours on somebody with a hot stone because you're doing a lot of body work. But I've never seen a half hour offered, but, you know, I'm sure they are out there, half hour of hot stone, and they probably just do specific areas. But in my opinion, it takes a good 90 minutes to do the entire body.
So, Olivia, do you charge by the hour and a half, or do you charge by per session?
I'm confused by the question. Okay.
Well, like myself, I don't charge by the time frame all the time. Sometimes I charge per session for you know, Reiki sessions and things. And I know that other people do that too. And I was just wondering, do you strictly stay with the time frame, or do you do per session?
I try to be flexible. Most of the time, people book a time frame. That's what they're used to with massage. They're like, I want 60 minutes, I want 75 minutes, I want 90 minutes. And usually that's, you know, when people book a hot stone, you know, I tell them it's a 90-minute session. You know, sometimes when you get in there and you talk with the client and they've maybe booked an hour and they decide, oh, actually, I think I will need to have 75 minutes or, you know, a 90-minute session, then you just, you know, at that point you talk with them about, okay, well, this is what it's going to be when you come out. Most people, and this is probably the massage therapy secrets. Most people, when they come out of massage, would probably gladly hand their wallet over to you.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's no doubt.
They're so relaxed and happy. So, you know, I like to let people know in advance, and a lot of times people like to pay before they get the massage so they can just kind of float out of the office. They don't even have to write anything. They just leave.
I'm ready to just drive right on over to Fredericksburg. And just so everyone knows, I mean, for the hot stone massage technique is usually a little more. We're looking at upwards of $130, $150 is the average. And I was on your website, and I was like, wow, because you're really reasonable on your pricing. So that was pretty cool to see. Yeah. So just so everyone
really
listening, you know that now. She's very reasonable.
Try to be fair. We also try to keep with, you know, keep competitive with the pricing
Correct.
In the area, you know, as a business owner. So, but yeah, $110 for 90 minutes of hot stone, and it's not just, some people who have gotten hot stone from me talk about, they're like, oh, well, the hot stone I had before, they just placed the stones in specific areas and then kind of worked around them. They didn't use them as the tools. I kind of view this as, you're almost getting two massages in one because I use the stones to massage you, and then I come behind you with my hands, come behind the stones with my hands and massage all of the muscle groups that I just touched on with the stones.
So for a person who's in a different area, like, you know, JR is certainly close enough. If he really wanted to, he could drive to Fredericksburg, and I'm telling you, JR, it's worth the drive. So, you know, but there are people who cannot drive to Fredericksburg, Virginia,
right.
to get a massage with you. Is there an association, or is there, like, a good place for people to go? It is the first part of my question, where they can find a massage therapist. But then the second part of my question is, if they're looking for a good massage therapist, are there some questions that they may want to ask when they are calling to set the appointment or maybe find the person? Are there some things that they might want to look for?
I would say yes. Well, to answer your first part of your question, there's a website. It's called the AMTA, which is the American Massage Therapy Association. And that has a listing of not every massage therapist in your area, but at least the ones that belong to this association. And on that website, they break it down, the different therapists in your area and what it is they specialize in or what it is they offer. It'll also let you know if there are any grievances against specific massage therapists, because you need to be careful. Massage therapy is not governed across the board by the government. Every state is completely different, and a lot of times within that state, every county or city is different as to what the laws are and what they have to do in order to be called a professional. So you want to be careful with that, and you want to do some research. I would say when you call, you know, what I look for is a massage therapist who's willing to spend just as much time on the phone explaining or answering my questions as he or she would if I were in their office about to pay them. So, you know, they should definitely, you know, be able to answer most of the questions that you have, which would probably be something like, you know, how long have you been in business, or how long have you been doing massage, and maybe where did you go to school? If they have a website, you might want to look at that. Because a lot of times on those websites, they will have links to articles that they've been written about them, or specials, or what is the word I'm looking for? When testimonials, excuse me, like testimonials of people who've had massage. I have a page, a little tab on my page of testimonials from clients who, you know. Of course, most people aren't going to put up anything negative. I've not gotten a negative one. Just want to put that out there. But, you know, they'll have those testimonials on there, so you can kind of see, get a sense from those people whether or not you're going to somebody who is nurturing, which some people want. Some people want somebody who is hardcore sports, deep tissue, almost like a physical therapy. So you have to kind of decide what it is you want. And if you don't know, then try a bunch of different therapists. And see, it's about finding that person you click with, too, that person you feel comfortable and safe with.
Now, Olivia, for, you know, business clientele that may be listening right now, do you do, like, office visits, and have you done business day events maybe for an office?
Yeah, it's called, basically what we do is chair massage. And it's a massage chair specifically designed. A lot of people look at it and they're like, how do you sit in it? Well, I liken it to hopping onto a horse. And then there's a place for your arms to rest comfortably and a place for your legs to rest comfortably and your face. And what that allows is the therapist to give the potential client a taste of what it would be like to have a full hour-long whatever relaxation or deep tissue massage, because it's very different. It's very different experience having a chair massage and then coming in and laying down on the table with candles and soft music and just being really, really relaxing and feeling really, really safe. Mm-hmm. But for corporate events, things like that, that's a great way to get your services out there so that people can – it's hard to describe to somebody what you do. They kind of have to feel it.
Right.
And there's probably really no way to convey a hot stone massage, and that is that, or can you? Like, could you? I guess you said some people may work on a part of the body, but if you, like, let's say you were at a at a day event where people were able to just stop in, because I've seen a lot of those where you can just stop in and get like a 10-15-minute massage to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ever something that you can do with a hot stone, just for people to get an idea, like if they've got an area with their shoulder or?
I'm sure it could be done. However, it would probably be really inconvenient, and the reason is that you need to wash the stones after every person that you work on. So you'd have to, one, have a hot stone warmer there, and then you'd have to have changes of water, and you'd probably have to have several sets of stones because, I mean, it's touching another person. There's skin, and there's cells and molecules and all that good stuff, and you want to make sure that those stones have been cleaned and sanitized before the next person. So you're talking, you know, you probably wouldn't be able to work on that many people just because of the cleanup time in between them.
Right. Well, and that's an excellent point, and thank you for bringing it up inadvertently. You know, there you go. We now know that Olivia is very conscious of hygiene and taking good care of her stuff.
Yes,
so.
It's important. I mean, you don't mess around with those things because you're touching another person, and you know if somebody has specific contagious skin like rashes or diseases or something, there are certain things that we as massage therapists cannot work on because we are contact with so many other people, we could be spreading something. And that's why you have to make sure that when you go into a place that it does seem or look very, very clean and that the massage therapist seems to have a professional appearance. And that doesn't mean that they have to wear khaki pants and a polo shirt. It just means that they look like they've taken care of themselves and that they do take care of their own personal hygiene because you're in such close proximity with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Now, we're getting down to, like, the 5 or 6 minute mark left in the show. I'm curious if if you feel like we've covered the gamut of asking questions, or as a massage therapist, hot stone therapist, there's something that you want to let the listeners know that might be really important about this tool.
I think the biggest thing is, especially if you're looking for a therapist, is to make sure, especially for hot stone, is to make sure that they have had some training in it, because you are dealing with extreme temperatures. And make sure that, most massage therapists have no problem having you tour the facility that they work in. I know if somebody stopped by my office and just wanted to see where I worked and maybe look at the stones, things like that, because they're curious, I'm more than happy to show them. I would say, talk with them about how hot they heat them. Talk with them about whether or not they use them as tools or if they just use them as a placement, because that may change what you're able to stand temperature-wise. I would just look for somebody who is very open and honest and makes you feel comfortable, because that's very, very, very important.
That's really good advice, though. I mean, that's good advice in any situation, though, but mm-hmm. especially for someone that you want as your, you know, your practitioner to be working on you in that, you know, type of environment.
It's a very intimate sort of work. I mean, it's not sexual, it's not really sensual, it's intimate, because there are a lot of people who process a lot of emotions when they're getting a massage, because your muscles hold memories and hold emotions, and a lot of times you don't realize it, and then they just start coming out, and you need to feel that you are safe and that you're not being judged in the space that you're in. So it's important to have a trusting relationship with your massage therapist.
That is definitely good advice. I always, I'm one that I don't hide a lot. Like if I'm going to a practitioner, I get really blatant in the stuff that I'm saying, because mm-hmm. to me, I've learned early on, the more I'm hiding, the less you can help me. So I just never have, but you know, other people, I think sometimes things just might, they might think they're more guarded. But in the whole process of relaxing, things start to come out. So that's definitely a different situation, and you want to make sure that you're with someone that is not going to turn around and, you know, over coffee with the next buddy, you know,
mm-hmm.
you
exactly.
know, share that information or whatever. So, yeah, that's really, really good advice. You need to feel comfortable. If not, you're going to stay tense the whole massage, and that is definitely not the purpose of a hot stone.
Exactly. And two, in keeping with that discussion, you want to make sure that the person that you see, it's very important to the massage therapist not go out of their scope of practice. We are not psychologists, and we are not, you know, psychiatrists, and we're not medical doctors. Our field is massage, but we are trained to deal with what happens when people process their emotions. And how I was trained was just to be present in the moment and just hold that stillness. I'm not try to pick their brain or talk it out with them, just making them feel safe while they process and go through it. So that's really important to remember to look for that. You don't want a therapist that goes out of their scope of practice.
Very good. So I want to mention again, Olivia's website is www.rolmassagetherapy.com, and her work phone is 540-479-1511. And Olivia, can you give us the your work cell that you gave us before as well?
Certainly. It's 540-842-0346.
Great. Perfect. So I want to thank you for being on here. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to thank you for coming on. Really appreciated it. I absolutely love the hot stone massage, and definitely Olivia is the person that I go to, obviously. I've invited her on here. So thank you, Olivia, for being willing to share your talent and your wisdom with our listeners.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. This is a really wonderful experience, and thank you, JR, for posing some really great questions, and I take it you've never had one, so, right? Is that correct?
No, I haven't, so, yeah, that's next on my list.
Okay, well, you have my information.
That's all right.
And I can help get you there, JR, so.
All right.
When you come up
to
visit,
a day trip.
I can run you over there.
I'll have to come up and spend the weekend.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's a good idea. So, JR,
I may not
want
to drive home after that.
You may not. Although, you know, I have to say, one time I was just kind of like laid back. I had to do some errands. One time I was laid back and, you know, just kind of wasted through the errands enjoyably. And another time I was ready, like afterwards, I just kind of got up. I was ready to go. I was completely relaxed. And that was fantastic. But I felt really good afterwards, and not that I didn't feel good after the first time, but I had a lot of energy.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's different every time. It's different every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So, JR, I want to thank you very much for being on here with me, especially, you know, pinch-hitting at the last moment. I had a really bad cold over the weekend and wasn't sure how I was going to be faring this morning, and JR graciously stepped in, was willing to come in, and want to thank you. I always enjoy having you
on
here
with me.
Oh, you're
welcome. Anytime.
Right. And just so that you guys can check him out again. It's www.essentials-the4-living.com. Please do go on there. Keep him in mind if you need to be trained. And he's also a Science of Mind minister that is has classes going in the Richmond area. So you definitely want to be checking him out. Don't forget that in 2 weeks we are going to be having Philip Shepherd talking to us about his new book, New Self, New World. The week after that we will be having the monthly meditation. In October we have Stephen Victor who's going to be talking with us, a fantastic guy. And on October 19th we are going to be having Don Jose Ruiz talking with us about the book he wrote with his mom, The Fifth Agreement. So we hope that you will check out our website, www.thehonoringhour.com, for those and other fantastic guests that are coming up. Thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful couple of weeks until we meet again.